Sarah is studying for her test, a definite plan for the future, Anna is playing netball tomorrow. We can use the shortened form of the auxiliary verb to be. He's enjoying his course. He is enjoying his course. Remember that verbs can be put into two categories, static or dynamic. Static verbs refer to a state that is not likely to change. Anna hates onions. Jim grows vegetables in his garden. Dynamic verbs describe actions or things that happen. Anna plays golf on Sundays. Ice cream melts in the sun. Some verbs can be both a static and a dynamic verb, depending on how they're used in a sentence. For example, the verb look, he looks like a nice person, is static. It relates to somebody's appearance. He's looking for a word in the dictionary, is dynamic. It relates to a temporary situation. Our next dialogue uses present simple and present continuous verbs. Read the subtitles out loud as you follow along.
Do you love me, my dear Mad Marian?
Robin, I hate archery.
Does that really matter? When I love you?
Your friends are weird. Little John is so big, and that doesn't make any sense at all.
He lives on the other side of the forest from me. I'm not asking you to marry him. I'm asking you to love me.
He doesn't even look like a John.
We don't have to call him that if it really bothers you. He plays cricket most weekends anyway, so he isn't around very much. Now tell me, do you love me?
Robin, you are the hero of my heart.
I hope you didn't frighten anyone as you read out loud. Did you notice the question form and the negative form of the present simple verbs? Listen for them this time as you hear the dialogue again.
Do you love me, my dear Mad Marian?
Robin, I hate archery.
Does that really matter? When I love you?
Your friends are weird. Little John is so big, and that doesn't make any sense at all.
He lives on the other side of the forest from me. I'm not asking you to marry him. I'm asking you to love me.
He doesn't even look like a John.
We don't have to call him that if it really bothers you. He plays cricket most weekends anyway, so he isn't around very much. Now tell me, do you love me?
Robin, you are the hero of my heart.
There were three question forms in the dialogue. Congratulations if you identified them all. Past simple and past continuous verbs also have a few rules to follow. Remember that in the past simple, regular verbs are followed by ed. She studied for her exam. He worked on his assignment. Irregular verbs have to be learnt individually. There's a list of irregular verbs on page 155 of your student's book. Anna left the book on the table is leave, and Jim ate the apple comes from eat.